Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, "A salvation experience makes you a member." We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
Good to have you all here tonight, and it's been a full week. I'm ready for Sunday, aren't you? Amen. Sunday's refreshing. We're going to eat hot dogs out here on the grounds, and we're going to watch kids kick footballs, and we're going to sit out in the on the picnic tables. Yeah, and we're going to drink cider and watch the honeybees try to sting the person across the table from us. Wear your jersey, like I said last Sunday. Ohio and Michigan will probably all be wearing black jerseys. But anyway, wear your jersey. I'm in the book of Numbers chapter 22, and I preached on this subject not too long ago, but I'm finding it very interesting that a donkey will talk. Just saying. That God used a donkey to talk. But turn with me to the 22nd chapter. I want you to look at verse 15. Balak is a king. Balaam is the prophet. But let's pray before we get started. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for tonight. We thank you for your word. Lord, I pray that you show us something about ourselves that we might be more like you. Now watch over us, guard our words and our minds and our thoughts and our hearts. And help this message to be received in the way that you gave it. In Jesus' name, amen. Balak was a king. Balaam was a prophet. But let me tell you something about this story first. We need to know about Balaam. Who was he? Where did he come from? Balaam wasn't really a prophet. Even though he was supposed to go and prophesy about, and he did prophesy about the children of Israel to Balak. He was more of a wizard or a sorcerer. He wasn't a Jew. He was part of Balak's kingdom. But he knew that this fellow, what he would bless would be blessed, and what he would curse would be cursed. Or at least he was the most spiritual guy in that kingdom, but it wasn't God's kingdom. He was outside of God's kingdom. Balak sent, and he said, here's the children of Israel, they're marching into this land, and they're going to take over everything, and we've got to stop them. So you go down and you get Balaam, and you bring him up here in order to curse the children of Israel, so we can win. So he sends a group down. And he said, will you go with me? And he said, well, let me check with God. And God spoke to him. Why would God speak to a guy that wasn't his prophet? Why would God use somebody that wasn't part of his group? Remember when Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem? Because that's where Jesus was to be born. You know how he got them there? There's a decree put out for everyone to pay taxes. That wasn't put out by God. That was put out by Caesar. God just used the event in order to get Mary and Joseph to the place at the right time. You know, God knows all the events that are going on in the world. God has a right place and a right time for everything. And if you believe anything about his sovereignty, He's going to get in your way and in your face from time to time. So he goes down and God speaks to him and he says, you're not going with him. And he said, I better listen. I'm not going with you. So he went back. Balak sends back and he sends these more distinguished gentlemen, part of his cabinet, I would call it, sent them down and they said, now we're going to give you, the king has a right to give you lots of gold and lots of silver and lots of lands and anything else you might want if you go with us. Then the Bible says that Balaam went and prayed. Michael, here's what I think his prayer went like. God, I have this great opportunity to serve you and get rich. Oh, and to serve you. And he said, I've decided that I ought to go with them. Of course, I need your okay. It's kind of like praying and letting God in on your plan. Praying and saying, Lord, I'm going to do this anyway, but I'd rather have you with me if I'm going to do it so it at least looks like it's a noble cause. God said, okay, you can go, but you'll only say what I tell you to say. Now, God hadn't told him to say anything yet. So now God's going to say, I can go, and God's going to say, I can do it, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to curse the Israelites, and I'm going to get rich. Oh, God's good. And he left. And he gets on his donkey. And the Bible says this about the donkey. He's riding along on his donkey, and he's his good old friend. The donkey sees an angel in the middle of the road. So the donkey cuts off the road. Balaam yells at the donkey, kicks the donkey, strikes at the donkey, gets him back on the road. And then the Bible says the angel stands between the donkey and two walls. So the donkey takes Balaam and puts him up against the wall and scrapes his leg up. Now Balaam's really upset. And he gets off the donkey, and he said, and he beats the donkey, and the donkey speaks. Now, the donkey isn't speaking necessarily what God told him to say. He's not giving God's instructions to him. The donkey said, why in the world are you beating me? He said, man, I'd kill you if I had a stick big enough. Whenever we have to go out of our way . We seem to get angry, especially if it's our way. I know a guy that was driving a tractor. None of my relation, no one that I know close. But he was driving the tractor, and he was a young man, and he turned a corner, and he tore the fence row out. He got so upset, he got down off the tractor, and he kicked the tire and broke his foot. I know another young man when he was in high school, a kid was poking him back with a pencil. He turned around and hit him, broke his hand. Have you ever got angry because you've had a flat tire out on the highway? You ever got angry because you missed a flight? No one likes to be detoured. But you know something? In God's sovereignty, and he knows where you're at, and he knows what you're doing. So Balaam was detoured, and as he was getting ready to say, I could kill you if I had in the donkey, and for the life of me, I don't understand why Balaam didn't understand this donkey was talking. I don't know if you saw the movie Shrek, but I did. And Eddie Murphy was a talking donkey, and he said to him, brought him up, and he talked. He said, you're a talking donkey? They started flying. He said, I'm a walking, talking, flying donkey. You know, and on the movies, you can do anything. And I kind of think of this, why it didn't register with him, my donkey's talking to me. He just answered the donkey like it was an everyday thing. Then he saw the angel. You know, sometimes in our detours, God is trying to teach us something and show us who He is. Especially if we go out on our own way. We think we want to serve God, but we want to serve ourselves. We think that we have God's blessing on something that we want. And all of a sudden, God causes a detour, and God said, you're going where I want, all right. And I told you you could go. But now, since you talked to the donkey and you saw the angel, I'm going to tell you what you're going to say. From then on, Balaam said what God told him to say. And here's what God told him to say. He said, I want you to go and make 7 sacrifices. And I want you to look over the children of Israel. He went back to Balak and he said, I've looked over all the children of Israel. He said, they're going to destroy everything in their path. God's got his hand on them. He said, well, I promised to give you money and you're not testifying to me of good things. He said, I told you it wasn't for silver or gold that I was doing this. It wasn't, but remember when they brought silver and gold, he did do it. And he said, well, let's take you over here to this other side. There aren't as many of the Israelites over here. And you can build an altar. And since you're not seeing, you're overwhelmed with the sight of the battle that's in front of you, maybe you can curse them from over here. So he built another altar and he offered 7 sacrifices. And he came back and he says, you know what? It's the same guys I saw over there. And he said, they're coming after you. And he said, you know, there isn't anything going to stand in their way because of God's blessings on them. He said, man, I brought you up here to bless us and to curse them. You ever just have to tell the truth? No matter who gave you the opportunity, you just got to tell the truth. I didn't bring you here as a witness against me. I brought you here as a witness for me. You ever have a friend do that? Me and my wife's been fighting and we've been fussing. Pastor or friend, will you sit in and will you listen to this and you listen to it and say, buddy, you're wrong. Hey, man, I'm your friend. You're supposed to be on my side, not her side. Yeah, but you brought me in to tell you the truth. And the truth is you're the ones messing up here. Sometimes you have to see God and you have to be a real friend in order to do that. He said, there's a few people camped over on this side of the mountain. Come on, Balaam, we're going to get you. We're going to get a blessing out of you yet because you're one of ours, not theirs. He said, now there's just a few camped over here. 7 more sacrifices. He came back and he said, you know, God's going to raise up one out of Judah. And you don't have a fighting chance here. God has his hand upon them. You know, if the church would be the way that the children of Israel were back then, and that's what the church is to be today, no one could lift their hand against it. No one could curse the church. No one could put it down. But the church has lost its message because it's compromised it for the money and for the silver and for the gold and for the influence. You know what changes that? You know what changed it with Balaam? He saw God. The only way the church can be what the church needs to be is for us to really see who God is. And then we understand that we don't have a word. Only God has the word. We don't have a voice. Only God has a voice. And our mission becomes his. And sometimes it takes a donkey talking to us in order to see where God wants us. And sometimes that takes a detour. And I've seen people detoured through the hospital. And I've seen them detoured through financial ruin. And I've seen them detoured through sickness. But I've saw the detours, and in the detours, they see God. And they get so mad at what's detouring them, they want to kick it, and they want to slam it, and they want to kill it if they can, just like he did with that donkey. But out of that sickness, and out of that death, and out of that poverty, you can see God's angel. And when you see God's angel, you hear God's voice, and you know what your mission is again. God will take your desires and make them his voice. It was Balaam's desire to go and meet with the king. And God says, now that you're going, this little detour, I'm going to tell you what you're going to say. I never knew you were going to put me in a place like this, God. That's what Balaam said. God's going to put you in a place just like that. And you can get all upset if you want to at the little detour you go through. Or you can look for God in it. My mama used to say, behind every cloud there's a silver lining. And I found that to be true. And when I flew in the Navy, what I liked to do is when we'd take off and it's pouring down rain, it wasn't but seconds. We were through that cloud and on the other side there was sunshine. And just like when I was in that airplane, I've learned this. In the storms, you climb above them. And only way you can climb above them is get a hold of God's hand and let him bring you up there. And that's the only way that he can use you. So I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know the trials that you've been going through. But I know one thing. I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. And that's an old song that my dad used to sing. I don't worry about the future. For I know what Jesus said. And we don't need to. And we'll find ourselves on that path, and that detour might just be the thing that saved your life and saved your voice. We were going to Israel. There were about 40 of us. We stopped in New York, and we were waiting on the plane to fly over to Amman, Jordan. And the plane was late. I remember the old preacher that led the group. He got us all together, and he said, now we need to thank God for this plane being late. Man, I was 30 years old. I want to thank God for no plane being late. I want to get to Israel, right? I don't want to stay here at the airport. I've seen everything in 5 minutes there is. He said, now, Lord, it wasn't that many years ago. We missed a plane, and that plane went down. I thank you we missed that plane. He said, Lord, I don't know what you're allowing us to miss right now. But I thank you that you have watched over our trip and we're able to miss it. Never forget that prayer. How do you handle detours? Somebody may have seen God in the way. And God just may have held you up to get his word. Let's stand. Our Heavenly Father, we get irritated too easily because we don't have faith. Lord, as we go through trials, we go through detours, things that slow us down, help us to look for your spirit in it. Help us to look for your voice that we can have when we come out of it. And help us to take it with the peace and love and long-suffering and the meekness that you've given us as Christians. And Lord, we'll thank you for that, because that is definitely who you are. And you are the one we want to follow. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.